Okay. Are we ready? Make sure everyone's. Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the February 13th, 2025 special meeting. It is now 10 a.m. If I can, I'll open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve the people of our community. We ask that you be amongst the midst of this meeting, and Lord, that we do your will. Amen. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And sir, if I could have a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yeah.
And Mr. Fleshman
here. First up, we're going to have discussion of items.
Let me, if I can, we'll do the resolution and get that
okay.
out of the way first.
Thank you.
Okay, no worries.
The first resolution is 2025-018. It's to provide annual appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2025. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, during the year ending December 31st, 2025. And whereas the annual appropriations are effective from January 1, 2025 through December 31st, 2025, therefore it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The sum presented in Exhibit A totaling $11,590,400, hereto attached, be in the same or hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2025. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution will pass in an open meeting of this board. And in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions when meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective retroactively to January 1, 2025.
Upon hearing this resolution, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Then the next thing I have, and I'm glad Chief here, is we wanted just to get an update on the Chief's operations for the fire department. And what else did you have, Chief? A banner or a notice that you wanted to... The union wanted you to display?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all yours.
Okay. So we've had to brown out, I think,
yes.
excuse me, 3 days. So far, excuse me. It ended up being this medic just based off manpower is how we're doing it. So guys don't have to travel around. It's just the way we're doing it at this point. They approached me with that banner that they wanted to display so that the public knows that we have equipment that's out of service. And I think it's a good idea because I think we have a limited reach to our public through social media, and that's really the only outlet they have to let anyone know when a truck is going to be out of service. The wording on that sign they sent was a little rough for me, but I don't think it's a bad idea if we get the wording right, so that whatever truck is out, we can hang that, say, please be patient, this truck is out of service.
I think you're onto something, because when I read that before, and when we had it before, and I know we have audience, people in the audience, and member, and residents can pretty much concur. The wording can make the difference between you're trying to, we all see the school districts when you have to bus and you're forced to vote for the levy and the things of that nature. courtesy, I think, goes a long ways, letting them know we're trying to do the best with what we've got, and we're sorry for the inconvenience. But yes, I agree with you. The wording, and for my opinion, the wording, if we have a good wording, I think it's a good thing. Anyone else want to speak on the matter?
No, I
agree. Are they going to buy two of them?
I think so, one for each station.
I get, so we're talking about this whole, the whole entire thing, right? The shutdown and everything. So I've received some calls about it, and I had already asked you this question, so I want you to explain for the people. The reason you don't shut down the truck is, because I don't want to mess it up, I'll tell you what I told them, is that you keep the truck in service because if there's an accident or something, those guys can get there until a medic can come from Columbus, is what my explanation was. If I'm wrong, then I've told people wrong, but I want you to explain that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So it only takes two personnel to run an ambulance. It takes a minimum of three to run an engine. So right now, we're not down enough manpower yet that we're short enough guys to where you keep, if we're down enough where we lose an engine versus a medic, just based off the staffing numbers. That is my feeling, is a fire truck and engine can do everything. It comes with paramedics. We have all the ACLS, all the equipment that the ambulance has, except for the cop.
Transport.
Which for the transport, whereas the ambulance has a fire extinguisher and no real ability to do anything other than medical care.
Can't extricate someone out of a walls of life as we used to hear it.
Right.
You know, time is of the essence. In an accident or fire, we can still treat them, we just can't transport them.
Right. So we can still get someone there, do all the treatments. We just can't get them to a ER. You had asked, township runs for each ambulance?
Yeah.
So, in 2024, so I have some conflicting numbers. So our software is saying this medic took 656 EMS runs into the township.
Okay.
Station 192's medic took 599 runs into the township. And then there's 78 that weren't designated one station's area versus the other.
Okay.
And then the numbers I got when I added up through the city, this medic took 540, medic 192 took 581, and there were 76 that were undesignated areas. Thank you. So when I looked at this information, when I was trying to decide which trucks to shut down and when, it basically boils down to, with the calculation of error there.
Sure, it's negligible.
It's negligible.
Yep, absolutely.
It's almost.
So it makes that point mute, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's why I chose.
And that's the reason I asked you for the numbers.
Yeah, and that's why I chose, just for ease of staffing and guys not having to move from one station to the other all the time.
Sure.
Just whichever is most convenient for staffing levels.
So just because the majority of the people, it's really not, but just because it seems to be, when you look at it, there's more people in the triangle than up there, that medic will come this way, correct?
Oh, yeah.
For calls.
Yeah.
So I tried to explain that just because they're up there around Sullivan Avenue and everything, they can easily, if this medic's out, they'll come this way. If they have the ability to get here quicker than, say, Greenlawn.
Yes.
And that's all determined by the call center, correct?
GPS, yeah.
Location. Okay. All right. Well, so, this makes it easier to explain absolutely. When you get the calls. That's all.
Now, this is Columbus's solution to us not having a truck because they rely very heavily on our trucks to serve Columbus as well. And so when I told them that we were just going to start losing equipment, when we notify our battalion chief at Columbus that, hey, next day we're going to be short a medic, they overtime staff and medic, and they put it at Station 10, which is on Broad Street just west of downtown there.
Sure.
That's the only place they have room for one, an extra truck. And so as of now, that's their solution. So if you think about distance-wise between here and there, 192 versus 193, that medic's going to be closer to coming down here.
Sure.
So
how is Columbus... this is nothing new to them. They've seen us go through some of these, and
for sure.
They see that we're trying to put a permanent levy. I hope they realize that what we're trying to do, so sure. We're not going through this. But how are they with this? As far as, are they supportive of Franklin Township?
Oh yeah, the fire department is. I don't.
That's well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what counts. Taking out any of the upper or the city council and etc. Just the fire department itself and the morale, the camaraderie of them helping us as we've helped them.
Yep. We had a number of Columbus firemen walk with us when we went and did our levy walks. I'm sure they'll come out again. The Columbus firemen that have ever worked on the west side, even a couple of shifts, they realize how important Franklin is and how seamless the relationship is and the way we go about doing our job and the way they go about doing their job, everything just works.
Well, hearing the numbers, 400 and 500 runs, I mean, obviously there is a need for our fire department, for our residents. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of runs. So, anyone else? Sir, do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Next, trustees work session date. I know where I'm at with this. It's going to be quick and easy. I don't know how much talking we have to do about it. Originally, we said something about setting up a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Was that correct? Mm-hmm. I cannot do this weekend due to the holiday. I call it a holiday. For photographers, it's a holiday because it's Valentine's Day. So I'm pretty booked. Do we want a Saturday? How long do we think we need?
That's up to you, trustee.
Do you guys think we need some time? Or?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have already made up your mind. I'm not sure that we...
Okay.
The little bit of stuff that Steve sent out we're talking MOUs and stuff, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we got to say what it is we're talking about. So, we're talking about MOUs and different things like that and everything. And so, what he literally sent out, I would like to know how we're going to go about this, because is he going to have... It broke down. Are we going to individually do the homework? How's it going to go? That'll tell us how much time we need.
Okay.
What's your plan on how we go about this, if you have one?
I have to take the assumption that the trustees have that breakdown on all the MOUs, and they have made notes and mm-hmm. suggestions, and they have ideas.
Okay.
Operational things we will present to the trustees. For them to discuss amongst themselves. I know Robin has some ideas. I have some ideas. I'd like to present those to the trustees and then let the trustees discuss those amongst themselves. And if they feel we need and I'm assuming we will have to come back for another meeting so I can have the solutions from the trustees as to how you would like the township to proceed forward.
Well, I don't know how James feels, but John's got something this weekend. James is really not feeling that well, so and I'll be able to give me more time to do my homework. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to push to the following weekend okay. if that Saturday works for one of you guys.
The 22nd?
Or if I'd like to get it done sooner
10 a.m.
later if we're going to do it.
Would 10 a.m. be okay?
I don't care. I can make myself available whenever you guys want.
Yeah, I should be able to do it.
So you're saying 10?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that what?
Okay. Okay.
22nd.
Then, I think you gentlemen already know, I just received this information yesterday that Columbus is annexing 8.8 acres on Hague Avenue. It's the property just north of Woodloop and south of Britton. And that the application is for type 2 into Columbus.
So there also is another one behind Brown's Tires. Is that the same one that I emailed you, or is this a different one, isn't it?
This is a different one.
So now there are five locations there. So we have three, correct? We got the horse farm, we have the Britton, and this one, and then there's going to be another one, so that's four.
Plus the one there on Wilson Road where the storage unit is.
Is that, but has that one anywhere yet? That's just been purchased.
Yet.
Okay, so potentially five.
Right.
So the sad part is there's nothing the township that I'm aware of can do. I've went to the commissioners and even spoke on it, and they chastised everyone for coming, even though it was videoed, and said there's nothing they can do, and not up in my house, and it was kind of crazy. But evidently today there's something being annexed. Is that today's date that theirs being annexed? Because I got calls on that. That was the person that called you, then called me. I told him I would attend the meetings. So a lot of that Hague Avenue, what is happening is even on my street, the garden behind the Waffle House, the person that owns a lot of property in your area purchased that. I have no idea what they're going to do with that. But we have people going to the door. One of my neighbors, they knocked on his door and said, would you take $400,000 cash right now for your home? He said, no. It was a lady. She goes, you got to talk to my son. So the son upped it a great deal, and the guy goes, I'll be back. And so I don't know what's planning for my area as well, but it's almost like poison ivy. It starts off here, and next thing you know, it's on your back. It's everywhere. We're starting to see this everywhere. And how much of a township are we going to have left? There's only so many meetings I'll attend every meeting that I can and try to make a difference. And I think a lot of times we have made a difference in fighting this because it hasn't been very easy. As you know, Brenda, we went from 500 some units down to 200.
Yeah.
So that was a huge difference with 8 acres going to the city that was saved the woodland and the wetland in the woods. So that was great that they donated that to Parks and Rec. So it is a daunting task, but if we fight the fight and continue to stand up for Franklin Township, we will make a difference versus just saying there's nothing we can do and we do nothing. I am currently got next week, the old Boston Market that is across from Westland Mall, that was next to Sun TV. That is the company that was going in there that we would get a huge amount of profits because it's the dispensary for cannabis. And it's already been approved that they could have that, but for some reason, I have to go to the zoning meeting on that to try to reverse their decision and allow it because it's already been voted and could go through. This would mean significant dollars to the township. In my opinion, the only thing that I can think of is I know what's going to happen. I've been talking to the owner and encouraging him to do the good fight. He wants to be part of Franklin Township. He believes in Franklin Township. But if this doesn't go, it's just going to be annexed and the city's going to say yes. So I can't figure out beyond me if the county doesn't realize when you lose something in the county or when you lose something in Franklin Township, you lose it in the county. If you lose it in the county, it's gone forever. So it, I've never, and this is my 12th year, have seen so many fires that are going on around our township and trying to canvas it and put them out and keep the township a township. So I believe we can get 68 more people to vote for the levy. I think a lot of people nowadays see the value, because when you're down staffing, or we've heard stories on the news where they don't have water when they get there. So we don't want that for our community. So I'm hoping that it does pass, but we'll see what happens. And if anything that the board can do to help, we will do our best with that. Moving, do you have anything?
The marijuana sales in the last 6 months has been over $300 million in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
$90 million just in January alone. So that's tremendous amount of income for this township.
Right, right. And then what does that do? That allows us to be able to do a lot more for our residents. It takes a
burden off of the levy.
The back of the, yes, exactly. Because that money can be used. It goes into the general fund. It can be used multiple places. The board can decide to say, you know, 7 or 8% of that is going to go into policing or fire or add more police officers. And there's other methods that we can use that money for. I'm going to open the floor at this time. Brenda, you had a question?
I just want to know how we can help the township to help push this through with the Boston Market and the dispensary so that we can...
there's a 2 o'clock, I think it's 2 o'clock meeting I'm going to next, is it 18th? 18th comes to mind. What is the 18th February?
18th, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Any residents could come and just show up as, you know, saying, listen, you know, to the board, we want this in our community. It's going to, you know, it's legal. As you said, there's $90 million
it's
going to
anywhere.
Go somewhere. Why would you turn it away from the county? From
that's
the
statewide county? Numbers.
I understand. But you know, those are true numbers. You know, you I don't know. I do know, working with you, people showing up makes a huge difference. Look at Britton Avenue with everything going on with Treview. 60 people kept showing up over a 5 month period, and you were not able to get exactly what we wanted, but they were able to shape what the community is going to look like. Mm-hmm. So I think anytime people are willing to show up, it makes a huge difference.
I have a call in with the county economic development to talk about that specific property. So we're playing
Boston Market. Are
yeah.
we talking? Okay.
Is that what you were discussing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was waiting for you to come back. I'm now closing the floor, and I am going to, we already approved, I apologize before I move on. Do you have anything, sir, on anything up to date so far?
No. I'm
and you're good?
I'm good.
Okay, moving to resolutions to approve. Did we just do
that?
We skipped over that first. The annex properties, we just did that. Scheduled quarterly police department meeting.
I had them, I gave them the months of March for March 3rd. And March 22nd, or March 6th and March 20th. They would like to know if we could have the meeting sooner. So that would be February 20th. So I wanted to discuss that with the trustees. Probably I would have that set up as an exec and have them come in at 10 o'clock. I don't know how long the meeting would take, but it may, giving them that buffer may make them feel a little more comfortable.
I'd be good with the 6th. I think the 20th, I have a meeting in the morning.
I can do either one. I can do all of them.
You can do the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, so March 6th.
Okay.
I do have a little bit of discussion on this.
Okay.
Since it's on here.
And that's 10 a.m., I apologize, sir. 10 a.m.?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So this would be to the three of you, Steve and you and John.
Mm-hmm.
The last one we had, did we not? On there, I was trying to go back and pick my notes up, and I'm struggling finding them, but so I did it by recollection. Did we not talk about putting a camera outside that door over there for them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done that yet.
No.
So I know we've been very busy mm-hmm. with fiscal and all of that and everything, but I would like to, at least for, if we can get somebody to come out and give us a quote on that, so we would have that information.
I will talk to the chief about that to see if he can get that done.
You know, we do these meetings, we have to follow through with some of the things that we spoke about. The other thing that if I remember correctly, was a big complaint was about the time cards and the punching and all of that and everything. So I sat through payroll with Robin for police and road, this particular payroll, and I can't see what the complaint is. So I just wanted to report back to you guys that you're welcome to get, you know, ask or seek and see. But I did go ahead because, again, I knew this was coming up, and those were my two recollections that they had was going to be about, they would, and I could have swore we all thought it was a good idea for there to be a camera outside that door. Right. And we need to move on it. If hell, I can contact somebody. Yeah, I mean, to get somebody to come out here.
It should fall on the department head. The chief.
Yeah, okay. I thought he.
That's fine. That's fine. And then, so I just wanted to let you know about that. So if it comes up in this next meeting, I'm happy to take the lead on the time card thing because.
Okay. Well, my opinion of the time card, you have a responsibility of carrying a firearm. It's not too much time clock. It's not that hard.
So
every other department has one.
In talking with the lieutenant, he had been looking at software that they would be able to log in, and the software was everything that they would need. I've been talking with them, even if they post stuff as far as vacation, all the things they would do inside the app. There would be an app on the phone. They would log in once they get here within a zone. So the building would be the hub, and anything around it, when they get here, they would be able to punch. They're logged in. They'd be able to punch when they log out. Once it's set up, they would it would track their vacation, everything that they would need, and a nice printout that the chief would be able to verify, send to Robin, and unison, and it should be a clean, nice email or software she can go in and pull the information off of. I can't really sell it because I've only what I've been told about it and saying you need to look for X, Y, and Z in this software. They need to present it. So I don't know when they're going to present it, or they were in the looking stage. It wasn't that much money for it. And then they also get support if there was a problem and et cetera. I want to say it was like $80 a month for the software. And you would also have a backup with a computer that they could go in and log in on the computer. And the nice thing is each of those officers that have a township phone would have access to how much vacation time do I have and et cetera, overtime, posted overtime. And it would just free up a lot of mistakes, I think. But they need to bring it before the board. I shouldn't be the one explaining it. They should. I think it would be something that would, if it worked out great, who knows if other departments may want it. I don't know. But as far as the camera, absolutely. When we talked about that, I walked away from that meeting. We gave our blessing saying, yes, there should be a camera. So you would think that the department head would say, okay, here is, for our next meeting, here is some options that we could go with, and we haven't got that. So I personally have been waiting on the options that was going to be given to us. So I think Steve needs to reach out to Byron and say, you know, this was what was going on in the meeting, and we need to know if you have anything. So I can reach out to Byron. I'll be happy to. And say we got a meeting coming up on the 6th. We would like to be able to say what options do we have for a camera to go out there? How much more? Because we already have cameras. How much more is it to add one more camera? And what does it look like? Who's the vendor, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. You guys happen to remember conversations about uniforms changing from Gauls to PAR?
Absolutely, yes. It was supposed to be more. There was supposed to be a better tracking for the uniforms on each person's allowance on shirts and the uniforms and et cetera.
Well, there's
there's a bit of a hitch in that, so at some point in time we're going to need to discuss that. I don't think it should be today, but I just want to make you aware of that there needs to be a conversation, and it needs to happen sooner than later because these guys need to be able to order their uniforms.
Absolutely.
So another one that's on the radar is Moo Moo Car Wash. All this has to do with the police department. That's another one that doesn't have to be discussed today, but I wanted to make you aware of that it needs to be. I would like to see all of this be on the meeting for the 20th.
Okay.
So
with the Moo Moo, I personally switched over to them from another vendor for myself. And very smart business people, $20 a month, run your car through 10 times a day if you want at any location. And it's just, I don't know how they do it. I can imagine what their bank account looks like on the first of every month when they do the direct deposits every month. But they seem to be going up as fast as the sheet gas stations.
I just wanted to get that on there so we can talk about it at the next regular meeting. So
sure.
There you go.
And I'm curious. I'm curious if they have a better rate for local police and et cetera than the $20 per car per month. Moving on, we're at 10:30. I know you need to be on the road by 11. I think that's it. I think next we're going to adjourn and go into an executive meeting. But sir, I don't believe we adjourn this meeting. We adjourn this meeting when we come back. We just enter into an executive session, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read this as written. Adjourning to executive meeting to consider the appropriation of a public employee or as directed in the ORC section 121.22G1. I would like to second to enter into a executive session at 10:26.
So moved.
Hearing a second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. We are in executive session.
Okay.
Are we ready? Make sure everyone's... Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the February 13th, 2025 special meeting. It is now 10 a.m. If I can, I'll open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve the people of our community. We ask that you be amongst the midst of this meeting, and Lord, that we do your will. Amen. If we can all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And sir, if I could have a roll call when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yeah.
And Mr. Fleshman
here. First up, we're going to have discussion of items.
Let me, if I can, we'll do the resolution and get that
okay.
out of the way first.
Thank you.
Okay, no worries.
The first resolution is 2025-018. It's to provide annual appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2025. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ending December 31st, 2025. And whereas the annual appropriations are effective from January 1, 2025 through December 31st, 2025, therefore it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The sum presented in Exhibit A, totaling $11,590,400, hereto attached, be in the same or hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2025. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution will pass in an open meeting of this board, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions when meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective retroactively to January 1, 2025.
Upon hearing this resolution, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Then the next thing I have, and I'm glad Chief here, is we wanted just to get an update on the Chief's operations for the fire department. And what else did you have, Chief? A banner or a notice that you wanted to, the union wanted you to display?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all yours.
Okay. So we've had to brown out, I think, excuse me, 3 days so far. excuse me. It ended up being this medic just based off manpower is how we're doing it. So guys don't have to travel around. It's just the way we're doing it at this point. They approached me with that banner that they wanted to display so that the public knows that we have equipment that's out of service. And I think it's a good idea because I think we have a limited reach to our public through social media, and that's really the only outlet they have to let anyone know when a truck is going to be out of service. The wording on that sign they sent was a little rough for me, but I don't think it's a bad idea if we get the wording right, so that whatever truck is out, we can hang that, say, please be patient, this truck is out of service.
I think you're onto something, because when I read that before, and when we had it before, and I know we have audience, people in the audience, and member, and residents can pretty much concur. The wording can make the difference between you're trying to, we all see the school districts when you have to bus and you're forced to vote for the levy and the things of that nature. Courtesy, I think, goes a long ways, letting them know we're trying to do the best with what we've got and we're sorry for the inconvenience. But yes, I agree with you. The wording, and for my opinion, the wording, if we have a good wording, I think it's a good thing. Anyone else want to speak on the matter?
No, I
agree. Are they going to buy two of them?
I think so, one for each station.
I get, so we're talking about this whole, the whole entire thing, right? The shutdown and everything. So I've received some calls about it, and I had already asked you this question, so I want you to explain for the people. The reason you don't shut down the truck is, because I don't want to mess it up, I'll tell you what I told them, is that you keep the truck in service because if there's an accident or something, those guys can get there until a medic can come from Columbus, is what my explanation was. If I'm wrong, then I've told people wrong, but I want you to explain that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So it only takes two personnel to run an ambulance. It takes a minimum of three to run an engine. So right now, we're not down enough manpower yet that we're short enough guys to really keep. If we're down enough where we lose an engine versus a medic, just based off the staffing numbers, that is my feeling. Is a fire truck, an engine, can do everything. It comes with paramedics. We have all the ACLS, all the equipment that the ambulance has, except for the cop.
Transport.
Which for the transport. Whereas the ambulance has a fire extinguisher and no real ability to do anything other than medical care.
You can't extricate someone out of a walls of life as we used to hear it.
Right.
You know, time is of the essence. In an accident or fire, we can still treat them, we just can't transport them.
Right, so we can still get someone there, do all the treatments, we just can't get them to a ER. You had asked, township runs, for each ambulance.
Yeah.
So in 2024, so I have some conflicting numbers. So our software is saying this medic took 656 EMS runs into the township.
Okay.
Station 192's medic took 599 runs into the township. And then there's 78 that weren't designated one station's area versus the other.
Okay.
And then the numbers I got when I added up through the city, this medic took 540, medic 192 took 581, and there were 76 that were undesignated areas. Thank you. So when I looked at this information, when I was trying to decide which trucks to shut down and when, it basically boils down to, with the calculation of error there.
Sure, it's negligible.
It's negligible.
Yep, absolutely.
It's almost.
So it makes that point mute, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's why I chose.
And that's the reason I asked you for the numbers.
Yeah, and that's why I chose, just for ease of staffing and guys not having to move from one station to the other all the time.
Sure.
Just whichever is most convenient for staffing levels.
So just because the majority of the people, it's really not, but just because it seems to be, when you look at it, there's more people in the triangle than up there, that medic will come this way, correct?
Oh, yeah.
For calls.
Yeah.
So I tried to explain that just because they're up there around Sullivan Avenue and everything, they can easily, if this medic's out, they'll come this way if they have the ability to get here quicker than, say, Greenlawn.
Yes.
And that's all determined by the call center, correct?
GPS, yeah.
Location. Okay. All right. Well, it just makes it easier to explain when you get the calls. That's all.
Now, this is Columbus's solution to us not having a truck, because they rely very heavily on our trucks to serve Columbus as well. And so when I told them that we were going to start losing equipment, when we notify our battalion chief at Columbus that, hey, next day we're going to be short a medic, they overtime staff and medic, and they put it at Station 10, which is on Broad Street just west of downtown there.
Sure.
That's the only place they have room for one, an extra truck. And so as of now, that's their solution. So if you think about distance-wise between here and there, 192 versus 193, that medic's going to be closer to coming down here.
Sure.
So,
how is Columbus? This is nothing new to them. They've seen us go through some of these, and
for sure,
they see that we're trying to put a permanent levy. I hope they realize that what we're trying to do, so we're not going through this. But how are they with this? As far as, are they supportive of Franklin Township?
Oh yeah. The fire department is. I don't.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what counts. Taking out any of the upper or the city council and et cetera, sure, just the fire department itself and the morale, that camaraderie, yeah, of them helping us as we've helped them.
Yep. We had a number of Columbus firemen walk with us when we went and did our levy walks. I'm sure they'll come out again. The Columbus firemen that have ever worked on the west side, even a couple of shifts, they realize how important Franklin is and how seamless the relationship is, and the way we go about doing our job and the way they go about doing their job, everything just works.
So, well, hearing the numbers, 400 and 500 runs, I mean, obviously there is a need for our fire department, for our residents. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of runs. So, anyone else Sir, do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Next, trustees work session date. I know where I'm at with this. It's going to be quick and easy. I don't know how much talking we have to do about it. Originally, we said something about setting up a Saturday. Was that correct? I cannot do this weekend due to the holiday. I call it a holiday. For photographers, it's a holiday because it's Valentine's Day. So I'm pretty booked. Do we want a Saturday? How long do we think we need?
That's up to you, trustee.
Do you guys think we need some time, or?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have already made up your mind. I'm not sure that we.
Okay.
The little bit of stuff that Steve sent out on, we're talking MOUs and stuff, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got to say what it is we're talking about. So, we're talking about MOUs and different things like that and everything. And so, what he literally sent out, I would like to know how we're going to go about this, because is he going to have it broke down? Are we going to individually do the homework? How's it going to go? That'll tell us how much time we need.
Okay.
What's your plan on how we go about this, if you have one?
I have to take the assumption that the trustees have that breakdown on all the MOUs, and they have made notes and mm-hmm. suggestions, and they have ideas.
Okay.
Operational things that we will present to the trustees for them to discuss amongst themselves. I know Robin has some ideas. I have some ideas. I'd like to present those to the trustees and then let the trustees discuss those amongst themselves. And if they feel we need to, and I'm assuming we will have to come back for another meeting so I can have the solutions from the trustees as to how you would like the township to proceed forward.
Well, I don't know how James feels, but John's got something this weekend. James is really not feeling that well, and I'll be able to give me more time to do my homework. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to push to the following weekend if that Saturday works for one of you guys.
The 22nd?
Or if I'd like to get it done
10 a.m.
later if we're going to do it.
Would 10 a.m. be okay?
I don't care. Second. I can make myself available whenever you guys want.
Yeah, I should be able to do it.
So you're saying 10?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that what?
Okay.
Okay.
22nd.
Then, I think you gentlemen already know, I just received this information yesterday that Columbus is annexing 8.8 acres on Hague Avenue. It's the property just north of Woodloop and south of Britton. And that the application is for Type 2 into Columbus.
So there also is another one behind Brown's Tires. Is that the same one that I emailed you, or is this a different one, isn't it?
This is a different one.
So now there are five locations there. So we have three, correct? We got the horse farm, we have the Britton, and this one, and then there's going to be another one, so that's four.
Plus the one there on Wilson Road where the storage unit is.
Is that, but has that one anywhere yet? That's just been
not
purchased.
Yet.
Okay, so potentially five.
Right.
So the sad part is there's nothing the township that I'm aware of can do. I've went to the commissioners and even spoke on it, and they chastised everyone for coming, even though it was videoed, and said there's nothing they can do, and not up in my house, and it was kind of crazy. But evidently today there's something being annexed. Is that today's date that theirs being annexed? Because I got calls on that. That was the person that called you, then called me. I told him I would attend the meetings. So a lot of that Hague Avenue, what is happening is even on my street, the garden behind the Waffle House, the person that owns a lot of property in your area purchased that. I have no idea what they're going to do with that. But we have people going to the door. One of my neighbors, they knocked on his door and said, would you take $400,000 cash right now for your home? He said, no, it was a lady. She goes, you got to talk to my son. So the son upped it a great deal, and the guy goes, I'll be back. And so I don't know what's planning for my area as well, but it's almost like poison ivy. It starts off here, and next thing you know, it's on your back. It's everywhere. We're starting to see this everywhere. And how much of a township are we going to have left? There's only so many mini meetings that, I mean, I'll attend every meeting that I can and try to make a difference. And I think a lot of times we have made a difference in fighting this because it hasn't been very easy. As you know, Brenda, we went from 500 some units down to 200.
Yeah.
So that was a huge difference with 8 acres going to the city that was saved the woodland and the wetland in the woods. So that was great that they donated that to Parks and Rec. So it is a daunting task, but if we fight the fight and continue to stand up for Franklin Township, we will make a difference versus just saying there's nothing we can do and we do nothing. I am currently got a next week, the old Boston Market that is across from Westland Mall, that was next to Sun TV. That is the company that was going in there that we would get a huge amount of profits because it's the dispensary for cannabis. And it's already been approved that they could have that, but for some reason, I have to go to the zoning meeting on that to try to reverse their decision and allow it because it's already been voted and could go through. This would mean significant dollars to the township. In my opinion, the only thing that I can think of is I know what's going to happen. I've been talking to the owner and encouraging him to do the good fight. Yep. He wants to be part of Franklin Township. He believes in Franklin Township. But if this doesn't go, it's just going to be annexed and the city's going to say yes. So I can't figure out beyond me if the county doesn't realize when you lose something in the county or when you lose something in Franklin Township, you lose it in the county. If you lose it in the county, it's gone forever. So I've never, and this is my 12th year, have seen so many fires that are going on around our township and trying to canvas it and put them out and keep the township a township. So I believe we can get 68 more people to vote for the levy. I think a lot of people nowadays see the value because when you're down staffing or we've heard stories on the news where they don't have water when they get there. So we don't want that for our community. So I'm hoping that it does pass, but we'll see what happens. And if anything that the board can do to help, we will do our best with that. Moving, do you have anything?
The marijuana sales in the last 6 months has been over $300 million in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
$90 million just in January alone. So that's tremendous amount of income for this township.
Right, right. And then what does that do? That allows us to be able to do a lot more for our residents. It takes a
burden off of the levy.
The back of yes, exactly. Because that money can be used. It goes into the general fund. It can be used multiple places. The board can decide to say, 7 or 8% of that is going to go into policing or fire or add more police officers. There's other methods that we can use that money for. I'm going to open the floor at this time. Brenda, you had a question?
I just want to know how we can help the township to help push this through with the Boston Market and the dispensary so that we can...
there's a 2 o'clock, I think it's 2 o'clock meeting I'm going to next, is it 18th? 18th comes to mind. What is the 18th, February?
I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Any residents could come and just show up as, saying, listen, to the board. We want this in our community. It's going to, it's legal. As you said, there's $90 million. It's going to go somewhere. Why would you turn it away from the county?
That's statewide numbers.
I understand. But, those are true numbers. you know, you it, it's it, I don't know. I do know working with you, people showing up makes a huge difference. Look at Britton Avenue with everything going on with Treeview. 60 people kept showing up over a 5-month period, and you were not able to get exactly what we wanted, but they were able to shape what the community is going to look like. So I think anytime people are willing to show up, it makes a huge difference.
I have a call in with the county economic development to talk about that specific property. So we're playing
Boston Market. Okay.
Is that what you were discussing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was waiting for you to come back. I'm now closing the floor, and I am going to. We already approved. I apologize before I move on. Do you have anything, sir, on anything up to date so far?
No. I'm
and
good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Okay, move into resolutions to approve. Did we just do
that?
We skipped over that first. The annex properties, we just did that. Scheduled quarterly police department meeting.
I had them, I gave them the months of March for March 3rd. And March 22nd, or March 6th and March 20th. They would like to know if we could have the meeting sooner. So that would be February 20th. So I wanted to discuss that with the trustees. Probably I would have that set up as an exec and have them come in at 10 o'clock. I don't know how long the meeting would take, but it may, giving them that buffer may make them feel a little more comfortable.
I'd be good with the 6th. I think the 20th, I have a meeting in the morning.
I can do either one. I can do all of them.
You can do the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, so March 6th.
Okay.
I do have a little bit of discussion on this.
Okay.
Since it's on here.
And that's 10 a.m., I apologize, sir. 10 a.m.?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So this would be to the three of you, Steve and you and John.
Mm-hmm.
The last one we had, did we not? On there, I was trying to go back and pick my notes up, and I'm struggling finding them, but so I did it by recollection. Did we not talk about putting a camera outside that door over there for them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done that yet.
No,
so I know we've been very busy mm-hmm. with fiscal and all of that and everything, but mm-hmm. I would like to, at least for if we can get somebody to come out and give us a quote on that, so we would have that information.
I will talk to the chief about that to see if he can get that done.
You know, we do these meetings, we have to follow through.
Absolutely.
With some of the things that we spoke about. The other thing that if I remember correctly, was a big complaint was about the time cards and the punching and all of that and everything. So I sat through payroll with Robin for police and road, this particular payroll, and I can't see what the complaint is. So I just wanted to report back to you guys that you're welcome to get, you know, ask or seek and see. But I did go ahead because, again, I knew this was coming up. And those were my two recollections that they had was going to be about. We all thought it was a good idea for there to be a camera outside that door.
Right.
And we need to move on it. I can contact somebody.
Yeah,
I mean, to get somebody to come out here.
It should fall on the department head. The chief.
Yeah, okay. I thought he.
That's fine. That's fine. And then, so I just wanted to let you know about that. So if it comes up in this next meeting, I'm happy to take the lead on the time card thing because.
Okay.
Well, my opinion of the time card, you have a responsibility of carrying a firearm. It's not too much punch time clock. It's not that hard.
So
every other department has one.
In talking with the lieutenant, he had been looking at software that they would be able to log in, and the software was everything that they would need. I've been talking with them, even if they post stuff as far as vacation, all the things they would do inside the app. There would be an app on the phone. They would log in once they get here within a zone. So the building would be the hub, and anything around it, when they get here, they would be able to punch. They're logged in. They'd be able to punch when they log out. Once it's set up, they would it would track their vacation, everything that they would need, and a nice printout that the chief would be able to verify, send to Robin, and unison, and it should be a clean, nice email or software she can go in and pull the information off of. I can't really sell it because I've only what I've been told about it and saying you need to look for X, Y, and Z in this software. They need to present it. So I don't know when they're going to present it or they were in the looking stage. It wasn't that much money for it. And then they also get support if there was a problem and et cetera. I want to say it was like $80 a month for the software. And you would also have a backup with a computer that they could go in and log in on the computer. And the nice thing is each of those officers that have a township phone would have access to how much vacation time do I have and et cetera, overtime, posted overtime, and it would just free up a lot of mistakes, I think. But they need to bring it before the board. I shouldn't be the one explaining it. They should. I think it would be something that would, if it worked out great, who knows if other departments may want it, I don't know. But as far as the camera, absolutely. When we talked about that, I walked away from that meeting. We gave our blessing saying, yes, there should be a camera. So you would think that the department head would say, okay, here is, for our next meeting, here is some options that we could go with, and we haven't got that. So I personally was been waiting on the options that was going to be given to us. So I think Steve needs to reach out to Byron and say, you know, this was what was going on in the meeting, and we need to know if you have anything. So I can reach out to Byron. I'll be happy to, and say we got a meeting coming up on the 6th. We would like to be able to say what options do we have for a camera to go out there? How much more, because we already have cameras, how much more is it to add one more camera? And what does it look like? Who's the vendor, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. You guys happen to remember conversations about uniforms changing from galls to par?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. It was supposed to be more... there was supposed to be a better tracking for the uniforms on each person's allowance on shirts and the uniforms and et cetera.
Well, there's a bit of a hitch in that, so at some point in time we're going to need to discuss that. I don't think it should be today, but I just want to make you aware of that there needs to be a conversation, and it needs to happen sooner than later because these guys need to be able to order their uniforms.
Absolutely.
So, another one that's on the radar is Moo Moo Car Wash. All this has to do with the police department. That's another one. It doesn't have to be discussed today, but I wanted to make you aware of that it needs to be. I would like to see all of this be on the meeting for the 20th.
Okay.
So
with the Moo Moo, I personally switched over to them from another vendor for myself. And very smart business people. $20 a month, run your car through 10 times a day if you want at any location. And it's just, I don't know how they do it. I can imagine what their bank account looks like on the first of every month when they do the direct deposits every month. But they seem to be going up as fast as the sheet gas stations.
I just wanted to get that on there so we could talk about it at the next regular meeting. So
sure.
There you go.
And I'm curious. Yeah, and I'm curious if they have a better rate for local police and et cetera than the $20 per car per month. Moving on, we're at 10:30. I know you need to be on the road by 11. I think that's it. I think next we're going to adjourn and go into an executive meeting. But, sir, I don't believe we adjourn this meeting. We adjourn this meeting when we come back. We just enter into an executive session, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read this as written. Adjourn into executive meeting to consider the appropriation of a public employee or as directed in the ORC section 121.22G1. I would like to second to enter into a executive session at 10:26.
So moved.
Hearing a second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. We are in executive session.
Okay.
Are we ready? make sure everyone's... Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the February 13th, 2025 special meeting. It is now 10 a.m. If I can, I'll open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve the people of our community. We ask that you be amongst the midst of this meeting, and Lord, that we do your will. Amen. If we can all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And sir, if I could have a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yeah.
And Mr. Fleshman
here. First up, we're going to have discussion of items.
Let me, if I can, we'll do the resolution and get that okay. Out of the way first.
Thank you.
Okay, no worries.
The first resolution is 2025-018. It's to provide annual appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2025. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ending December 31st, 2025. And whereas the annual appropriations are effective from January 1, 2025 through December 31st, 2025, therefore it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The sum presented in Exhibit A, totaling $11,590,400, hereto attached, be in the same or hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2025. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective retroactively to January 1, 2025.
Upon hearing this resolution, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Then the next thing I have, and I'm glad Chief here, is we wanted just to get an update on the Chief's operations for the fire department. And what else did you have, Chief? A banner or a notice that you wanted to, the union wanted you to display?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all yours.
Okay. So we've had to brown out, I think,
yes.
Excuse me, 3 days so far. Excuse me. It ended up being this medic just based off manpower is how we're doing it, so guys don't have to travel around. It's just the way we're doing it at this point. They approached me with that banner that they wanted to display so that the public knows that we have equipment that's out of service. And I think it's a good idea because I think we have a limited reach to our public through social media, and that's really the only outlet they have to let anyone know when a truck is going to be out of service. The wording on that sign they sent was a little rough for me, but I don't think it's a bad idea if we get the wording right, so that whatever truck is out, we can hang that, say, please be patient, this truck is out of service.
I think you're onto something, because when I read that before, and when we had it before, and I know we have audience, people in the audience, and member, and residents can pretty much concur, the wording can make the difference between you're trying to, we all see the school districts when you have to bus, and you're forced to vote for the levy and the things of that nature. courtesy, I think, goes a long ways, letting them know we're trying to do the best with what we've got, and we're sorry for the inconvenience. But yes, I agree with you. The wording, and for my opinion, the wording, if we have a good wording, I think it's a good thing. Anyone else want to speak on the matter?
No, I
think are they going to buy two of them?
I think so, one for each station.
I get, so we're talking about this whole, the whole entire thing, right? The shutdown and everything. So I've received some calls about it, and I had already asked you this question, so I want you to explain for the people. The reason you don't shut down the truck is, because I don't want to mess it up. I'll tell you what I told them, is that you keep the truck in service because if there's an accident or something, those guys can get there until a medic can come from Columbus, is what my explanation was. If I'm wrong, then I've told people wrong, but I want you to explain that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So it only takes two personnel to run an ambulance. It takes a minimum of three to run an engine. So right now, we're not down enough manpower yet that we're short enough guys to where you keep, if we're down enough where we lose an engine versus a medic, just based off the staffing numbers. That is my feeling, is a fire truck, an engine, can do everything. It comes with paramedics. We have all the ACLS, all the equipment that the ambulance has, except for the cop.
Transport.
Which for the transport. Whereas the ambulance has a fire extinguisher and no real ability to do anything other than medical care.
Can't extricate someone out of a ball of life as we used to hear it.
Right.
You know, time is of the essence. In an accident or fire, we can still treat them, we just can't transport them.
Right, so we can still get someone there, do all the treatments, we just can't get them to a ER. You had asked, township runs for each ambulance?
Yeah.
So, in 2024, so I have some conflicting numbers. So our software is saying this medic took 656 EMS runs into the township.
Okay.
Station 192's medic took 599 runs into the township. And then there's 78 that weren't designated one station's area versus the other.
Okay.
And then the numbers I got when I added up through the city, this medic took 540, medic 192 took 581, and there were 76 that were undesignated areas. Thank you. So, when I looked at this information, when I was trying to decide which trucks to shut down and when, it basically boils down to, with the calculation of error there.
Sure, it's negligible.
It's negligible.
Yep, absolutely.
It's almost.
So it makes that point mute, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's why I chose.
And that's the reason I asked you for the numbers.
Yeah, and that's why I chose, just for ease of staffing and guys not having to move from one station to the other all the time.
Sure.
Just whichever is most convenient for staffing levels.
So just because the majority of the people, it's really not, but just because it seems to be, when you look at it, there's more people in the triangle than up there, that medic, if we'll come this way, correct?
Oh, yeah.
For calls.
Yeah.
So I tried to explain that just because they're up there around Sullivan Avenue and everything, they can easily, if this medic's out, they'll come this way. If they have the ability to get here quicker than, say, Greenlawn.
Yes.
And that's all determined by the call center, correct?
GPS, yeah.
Location. All right, well, it just makes it easier to explain when you get the calls, that's all.
Now, this is Columbus's solution to us not having a truck, because they rely very heavily on our trucks to serve Columbus as well. And so when I told them that we were going to start losing equipment, when we notify our battalion chief at Columbus that, hey, next day we're going to be short a medic, they overtime staff and medic, and they put it at Station 10, which is on Broad Street just west of downtown there.
Sure.
That's the only place they have room for one, an extra truck. And so as of now, that's their solution. So if you think about distance-wise between here and there, 192 versus 193, that medic's going to be closer to coming down here.
Sure.
So
how is Columbus... this is nothing new to them. They've seen us go through some of these, and
for sure.
They see that we're trying to put a permanent levy. I hope they realize that what we're trying to do, so sure. We're not going through this. But how are they with this, as far as, are they supportive of Franklin Township?
Oh, yeah. The fire department is. I don't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what counts. Taking out any of the upper or the city council and et cetera. Sure. Just the fire department itself and the morale, the camaraderie, yep, of them helping us as we've helped them.
Yep. We had a number of Columbus firemen walk with us when we went and did our levy walks. I'm sure they'll come out again. The Columbus firemen that have ever worked on the west side,
uh-huh,
even a couple of shifts, they realize how important Franklin is and how seamless the relationship is, and the way we go about doing our job and the way they go about doing their job, everything just works.
Well, hearing the numbers, 400 and 500 runs, I mean, obviously there is a need for our fire department, for our residents. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of runs. So, anyone else? Sir, do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Next, trustees work session, mm-hmm, date. I know where I'm at with this. It's going to be quick and easy. I don't know how much talking we have to do about it. Originally, we said something about setting up a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Was that correct? Mm-hmm. I cannot do this weekend due to the holiday. I call it a holiday. For photographers, it's a holiday because it's Valentine's Day. So I'm pretty booked. Do we want a Saturday? How long do we think we need?
That's up to you, trustee.
Do you guys think we need some time? Or?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have already made up your mind. I'm not sure that we...
Okay.
The little bit of stuff that Steve sent out on... We're talking MOUs and stuff, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got to say what it is we're talking about. So, we're talking about MOUs and different things like that and everything. And so, what he literally sent out, I would like to know how we're going to go about this, because is he going to have... It broke down. Are we going to individually do the homework? How's it going to go? That'll tell us how much time we need.
Okay.
What's your plan on how we go about this, if you have one?
I have to take the assumption that the trustees have that breakdown on all the MOUs, and they have made notes and, mm-hmm, suggestions, and they have ideas.
Okay.
Operational things that we will present to the trustees. For them to discuss amongst themselves. I know Robin has some ideas. I have some ideas. I'd like to present those to the trustees and then let the trustees discuss those amongst themselves. And if they feel we need and I'm assuming we will have to come back for another meeting so I can have the solutions from the trustees as to how you would like the township to proceed forward.
Well, I don't know how James feels, but John's got something this weekend. James is really not feeling that well, so and I'll be able to give me more time to do my homework. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to push to the following weekend if that Saturday works for one of you guys.
The 22nd?
Or I'd like to get it done sooner
10 a.m.
later if we're going to do it.
Would 10 a.m. be okay?
I don't care. I can make myself available whenever you guys want.
Yeah, I should be able to do it.
You're saying 10?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that what?
Okay.
Okay.
22nd.
Then, I think you gentlemen already know, I just received this information yesterday that Columbus is annexing 8.8 acres on Hague Avenue. It's the property just north of Woodloop and south of Britton. And that the application is for type 2 into Columbus.
So there also is another one behind Brown's Tires. Is that the same one that I emailed you, or is this a different one, isn't it?
This is a different one.
So now there are five locations there. So we have three, correct? We got the horse farm, we have the Britton, and this one, and then there's going to be another one, so that's four.
Plus the one there on Wilson Road where the storage unit is.
Is that, but has that one anywhere yet? That's just been purchased.
Yet.
Okay, so potentially five.
Right.
So the sad part is there's nothing the township that I'm aware of can do. I've went to the commissioners and even spoke on it, and they chastised everyone for coming, even though it was videoed, and said there's nothing they can do, and not up in my house, and it was kind of crazy. But evidently today there's something being annexed. Is that today's date that theirs being annexed? Because I got calls on that. That was the person that called you, then called me. I told him I would attend the meetings. So a lot of that Hague Avenue, what is happening is, even on my street, the garden behind the Waffle House, the person that owns a lot of property in your area purchased that. I have no idea what they're going to do with that. But we have people going to the door. One of my neighbors, they knocked on his door and said, would you take $400,000 cash right now for your home? He said, no. It was a lady. She goes, you got to talk to my son. So the son upped it a great deal, and the guy goes, I'll be back. And so I don't know what's planning for my area as well, but it's almost like poison ivy. It starts off here, and next thing you know, it's on your back. It's everywhere. We're starting to see this everywhere, and how much of a township are we going to have left? There's only so many meetings that, I'll attend every meeting that I can and try to make a difference, and I think a lot of times we have made a difference in fighting this because it hasn't been very easy. As you know, Brenda, we went from 500 some units down to 200.
Yeah.
So that was a huge difference, with 8 acres going to the city that was saved the woodland and the wetland in the woods. So that was great that they donated that to Parks and Rec. So it is a daunting task, but if we fight the fight and continue to stand up for Franklin Township, we will make a difference versus just saying there's nothing we can do and we do nothing. I am currently got a next week, the old Boston Market that is across from Westland Mall, that was next to Sun TV. That is the company that was going in there that we would get a huge amount of profits because it's the dispensary for cannabis. And it's already been approved that they could have that, but for some reason, I have to go to the zoning meeting on that to try to reverse their decision and allow it because it's already been voted and could go through. This would mean significant dollars to the township. In my opinion, the only thing that I can think of is I know what's going to happen. I've been talking to the owner and encouraging him to do the good fight. He wants to be part of Franklin Township. He believes in Franklin Township. But if this doesn't go, it's just going to be annexed and the city's going to say yes. So I can't figure out beyond me if the county doesn't realize when you lose something in the county or when you lose something in Franklin Township, you lose it in the county. If you lose it in the county, it's gone forever. So I've never, and this is my 12th year, have seen so many fires that are going on around our township and trying to canvas it and put them out and keep the township a township. So I believe we can get 68 more people to vote for the levy. I think a lot of people nowadays see the value, because when you're down staffing, or we've heard stories on the news where they don't have water when they get there. So we don't want that for our community. So I'm hoping that it does pass, but we'll see what happens. And if anything that the board can do to help, we will do our best with that. Moving, do you have anything?
The marijuana sales in the last 6 months has been over $300 million in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
$90 million just in January alone. So that's tremendous amount of income for this township.
Right, right. And then what does that do? That allows us to be able to do a lot more for our residents. It takes a
burden off of the levy.
The back of the, yes, exactly. Because that money can be used. It goes into the general fund. It can be used multiple places. The board can decide to say, 7 or 8% of that is going to go into policing or fire or add more police officers. And there's other methods that we can use that money for. I'm going to open the floor at this time. Brenda, you had a question?
I just want to know how we can help the township to help push this through with the Boston Market and the dispensary so that we can...
there's a 2 o'clock, I think it's 2 o'clock meeting I'm going to next, is it 18th? 18th comes to mind. What is the 18th, February?
I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Any residents could come and just show up as, saying, listen, to the board. We want this in our community. It's going to, it's legal. As you said, there's $90 million. It's going to go somewhere. Why would you turn it away from the county?
That's statewide numbers.
I understand. But those are true numbers. I don't know. I do know, working with you, people showing up makes a huge difference. Look at Britton Avenue. With everything going on with Treview, 60 people kept showing up over a 5-month period, and you were not able to get exactly what we wanted, but they were able to shape what the community is going to look like. Mm-hmm. So I think anytime people are willing to show up, it makes a huge difference.
I have a call in with the county economic development to talk about that specific property. So we're planning
Boston Market.
Okay. Is that what you were discussing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was waiting for you to come back. I'm now closing the floor, and I am going to, we already approved. I apologize before I move on. Do you have anything, sir, on anything up to date so far?
No, I'm good.
And you're good?
I'm good.
Okay, moving to resolutions to approve. Did we just do
that?
We skipped over that first. The annex properties, we just did that. Scheduled quarterly police department meeting.
I gave them the months of March. For March 3rd and March 22nd, or March 6th and March 20th. They would like to know if we could have the meeting sooner. So that would be February 20th. So I wanted to discuss that with the trustees. Probably I would have that set up as an exec and have them come in at 10 o'clock. I don't know how long the meeting would take, but it may, giving them that buffer may make them feel a little more comfortable.
I'd be good with the 6th. I think the 20th, I have a meeting in the morning.
I can do either one. I can do all of them.
You can do the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, so March 6th.
Okay.
I do have a little bit of discussion on this.
Okay.
Since it's on here.
And that's 10 a.m., I apologize, sir. 10 a.m.?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. So this would be to the three of you, Steve and you and John.
Mm-hmm.
The last one we had, did we not... on there, I was trying to go back and pick my notes up, and I'm struggling finding them, but so I did it by recollection. Did we not talk about putting a camera outside that door over there for them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done that yet.
No.
So I know we've been very busy with
fiscal and all of that and everything, but I would like to, at least for, if we can get somebody to come out and give us a quote on that, so we would have that information.
I will talk to the chief about that to see if he can get that done.
You know, we do these meetings, we have to follow through with some of the things that we spoke about. The other thing that if I remember correctly, was a big complaint was about the time cards and the punching and all of that and everything. So I sat through payroll with Robin for police and road, this particular payroll, and I can't see what the complaint is. So I just wanted to report back to you guys that you're welcome to get, you know, ask or seek and see. But I did go ahead because, again, I knew this was coming up, and those were my two recollections that they had was going to be about. They would, and I could have swore we all thought it was a good idea for there to be a camera outside that door, and we need to move on it. If hell, I can call, contact somebody. Yeah, I mean, to get somebody to come out here.
It should fall on the department head. The chief.
Yeah, okay. I thought he.
That's
was
fine. That's fine. And then, so I just wanted to let you know about that. So if it comes up in this next meeting, I'm happy to take the lead on the time card thing because.
Okay. Well, in my opinion of the time card, you have a responsibility of carrying a firearm. It's not too much to punch a time clock. It's not that hard.
So
every other department has one.
In talking with the lieutenant, he had been looking at software that they would be able to log in, and the software was everything that they would need. I've been talking with them, even if they post stuff as far as vacation, all the things they would do inside the app. There would be an app on the phone. They would log in once they get here within a zone. So the building would be the hub, and anything around it, when they get here, they would be able to punch. They're logged in. They'd be able to punch when they log out. Once it's set up, they would it would track their vacation, everything that they would need, and a nice printout that the chief would be able to verify, send to Robin, and Unison, and it should be a clean, nice email or software she can go in and pull the information off of. I can't really sell it because I've only what I've been told about it and saying you need to look for X, Y, and Z in this software. They need to present it. So I don't know when they're going to present it, or they were in the looking stage. It wasn't that much money for it. And then they also get support if there was a problem and et cetera. I want to say it was like $80 a month for the software. And you would also have a backup with a computer that they could go in and log in on the computer. And the nice thing is each of those officers that have a township phone would have access to how much vacation time do I have and et cetera, overtime, posted overtime. And it would just free up a lot of mistakes, I think. But they need to bring it before the board. I shouldn't be the one explaining it. They should. I think it would be something that would, if it worked out great, who knows if other departments may want it. I don't know. But as far as the camera, absolutely. When we talked about that, I walked away from that meeting. We gave our blessing saying, yes, there should be a camera. So you would think that the department head would say, okay, here is, for our next meeting, here is some options that we could go with, and we haven't got that. So I personally was been waiting on the options that was going to be given to us. So I think Steve needs to reach out to Byron and say, you know, this was what was going on in the meeting, and we need to know if you have anything. So I can reach out to Byron. I'll be happy to. And say we got a meeting coming up on the 6th. We would like to be able to say what options do we have for a camera to go out there, how much more, because we already have cameras, how much more is it to add one more camera, and what does it look like, who's the vendor, etc., etc.
Okay, you guys happen to remember conversations about uniforms changing from galls to par?
Absolutely, yes. It was supposed to be more. There was supposed to be a better tracking for the uniforms on each person's allowance on shirts and the uniforms and et cetera.
Well, there's
there's a bit of a hitch in that, so at some point in time, we're going to need to discuss that. I don't think it should be today, but I just want to make you aware of that there needs to be a conversation, and it needs to happen sooner than later, because these guys need to be able to order their uniforms.
Absolutely.
So another one that's on the radar is Moo Moo Car Wash. All this has to do with the police department. That's another one. It doesn't have to be discussed today, but I wanted to make you aware of that. It needs to be. I would like to see all of this be on the meeting for the 20th.
Okay.
So
with the Moo Moo, I personally switched over to them from another vendor for myself, and very smart business people. $20 a month, run your car through 10 times a day if you want at any location, and it's just, I don't know how they do it. I can imagine what their bank account looks like on the first of every month when they do the direct deposits every month. But they seem to be going up as fast as the sheet gas stations.
I just wanted to get that on there so we could talk about it at the next regular meeting. So
sure.
There you go.
And I'm curious. I'm curious if they have a better rate for local police and et cetera than the $20 per car per month. Moving on, we're at 10:30. I know you need to be on the road by 11. I think that's it. I think next we're going to adjourn and go into an executive meeting. But sir, I don't believe we adjourn this meeting. We adjourn this meeting when we come back. We just enter into an executive session, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read this as written. Adjourning to executive meeting to consider the appropriation of a public employee or as directed in the ORC section 121.22(g)(1). I would like to second to enter into a executive session at 10:26.
So moved.
Hearing a second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. We are in executive session. Okay, it is now 11:16. We are out of executive session with no decisions made. I would like to make a motion. Not a motion, I just ask for a second.
I will second.
Second. Any questions? There are none. We are adjourned. Okay.
You're getting a crack down.
No, I didn't mean to do it that hard.
You're getting a crack down.
No,
that's
I don't
good.
Want to go that long. So.
All right.
Read on you guys later.
Yeah, take care of yourself. We'll see you next Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, that's a permit. Yeah. This is why I never know about these annexations.
But it's adjusted, and there's no return address.
Well, they just sit there, so I don't know.
Do you open it, or do you not open it?
Well, now that Robin and Nicole are good enough, that anything comes to her, bring it to me.
But even though we get it, there's nothing we can do.
No. But like that last one on Trayview,
I've been sick for 3 weeks.
You know, along Britain.
I feel like I'm getting better. Boom. I feel like I'm getting better.
I would have never thought to open these.
Why is there never a return address?
It comes up.
Oh, when you peel it off. Including the box. Certified so that they know.
Yeah.